Bezal Shem Mizbeuch, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in Amos Hilchas Mamon, Laws of Rebellion, in the Sefer Shaptim Book of Judgments, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the halacha of relying on the Sanhedrin. And that includes, in this Perek, we discuss even nullifying certain laws and regarding certain decrees and regarding, however, the prohibition of adding on to the Torah itself. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding nullifying a law that's learned out from the Torah. So Bezal and Gadol, the high court, Shadorshu, that they expounded by Achaz, and I mean this is one of the characteristics of expounding the Torah. Kefim Hashem near the Bein named Shadinkach, which was appropriate in their eyes that this is the halacha. V'donadin, and they decided that this was the halacha. V'amar Acharim Bezal Achad, then this subsequently came after them another court. V'nidaloi Tam Achalistor, I say, and this high court, they see fit a different reasoning to deconstruct that halacha that was decided by the previous Sanhedrin. So this court could demolish that and decide the halacha based on what they see fit. Shlomo says in the passing at the bottom, to the judges that are going to be in those days, meaning you don't have to go only after the court in your generation, how they see fit is how the halacha is going to be. Halacha Beis continues regarding nullifying decrees and takanas and customs. If there was a court that decreed a decree, they instituted a, they conducted with a certain conduct, and this spread out throughout the entire Jewish people, and subsequently came after them another court, and they wanted to nullify the words of the early ones, and to uproot that takana, and that decree, or that custom. They cannot do that. Until they're greater than the earlier courts, b'chachmo b'minyan, with wisdom and with their numbers. Now, if they were greater wisdom but not with numbers, or b'minyan b'chachmo with numbers but not in wisdom, in this case, they cannot nullify their earlier words. And I feel a batl hatam, and even if the reasoning that was nullified, that was the reasoning why the early ones had made this decree, this takana, that reason doesn't apply anymore, in achrein mechilin batl, the later courts cannot nullify this until they're greater than them. Now the question is, how could they be greater in number? Since we're talking about the high court, talking about the Supreme Court, earlier and then later generation. So saying when this was spread out the entire Jewish people, unlike what we said in Halacha, they cannot nullify what they said. But what does that mean, greater in number, if they're all always 71? So when we're saying number, we're actually referring to the number of the sages of the generation. Sheskimu, that they agreed to what the Sanhedrin is saying. V'kibul hadavar she'amar bezna gadol, they accept what the high court has said. V'lecholkubo, and they're not disagreeing. If that number is greater than how it was in the early generation, and they have greater chachma, then they can mevatel the words of the earlier Sanhedrin. Halacha gimel, b'med v'mer, when do we say this, that the court that's greater than the previous one could nullify the gzeiras of the previous bezdin? Is b'devarim shloi asro oisam, is regarding things that they did not make prohibited, k'delasa siyog la'tara, they weren't made as a boundary for the Torah. El k'shar din Torah rather, or b'shar din Torah, it's regarding halachas of other laws from the Torah. Then they could mevatel. Aval devarim shloi bezin ligzer, but regarding things that the court, the high court, had seen fit to decree la'asam lasa siyog, and to make it forbidden because as a fence, as a boundary, then in Pashat Yisroel, B'chol Yisroel, if this siyogim had spread and manifested throughout its prohibition throughout the Jewish people, then a later, even greater Bezdin cannot come to uproot and to permit it, even if they were greater than the early ones. Halacha Dalet continues regarding a temporary change regarding the biblical law. Now, v'yesh lebezdin lakar af devarim elu. However, there is the ability for the court to uproot even these things which we said, which were prohibited for a siyag, that the later court is not allowed to, even in the greater. They are, however, allowed to uproot it lefisha, temporarily. That's even if they're smaller than the earlier ones. Because you can't say that these decrees should be chamurim dibri Torah atzma, most severe than biblical law itself. Because the halacha is shafila dibri Torah, even regarding biblical law, yesh l'chol bezdin l'akra harasha. There is the permission for the courts to uproot it as a temporary provision. Ketzer, how so? Bezdin shiro l'chazik hadas. If the court sought to strengthen the law of alasas yogi to make a boundary, so that the people do not violate the biblical halacha, they could hit, they could punish, not according to what halacha says. It's just that you cannot establish this for future generations to say that this is halacha. It's not. You're allowed to do what's called a temporary necessity. they saw for the moment being, levato mitzvah saseh, to negate a positive commandment, or to have people violate a negative prohibition, to bring back the multitudes to the law, or to save the public of the Jewish people from assembling in other things. They do what the moment requires. And that is built on the following logic. Just like a doctor is going to amputate the hand or the foot of this person so that the entire personality of the organism survives, so he cuts off one organ, so through the courts, they could rule some time out of time to violate some mitzvahs temporarily, so that the whole rest of the Torah survives, like the earlier sages had said, desecrate for the person to save his life one Shabbos, so that he'll be able to save many more Shabbos. Lacha Hei continues regarding that there's a requirement to investigate regarding when they're accepting to make a new halacha to make sure that it's feasible. Bezdin, regarding a court, shenir lehem, that it appears to them, ligzigzerif, to make a decree, or lisaka dekano, or to institute a dekano, or lisnag, or lahanig minig, or to conduct with a certain custom, and srichin lisyashim, but they have to be settled and thought out regarding this, and to know initially, if the majority of the public could withstand this gezerah, or they cannot handle it. And the truth is, we never go and make a decree on the tzibur, but only the majority of the public could withstand the difficulty of this gezerah. Halacha above that runs into nullifying the gezerah, even in that same generation. So if the courts, the high court, made a gezerah, the dima they thought they thought that the majority of the people would be able to handle it. Now, after they made the decree, the people are finding difficulty, they're degrading this gezer, and therefore did not spread out through the majority of the Jewish people. This is then null and void. And they're not allowed to force the people to go, and it's something they can't handle. Halacha Zayin, regarding nullifying the decree at a later point in time. Gozer, let's say they made a decree. V'dimu shepashta b'chalisol. They thought that it spread out throughout the entire Jewish people. And this gezerah was in place for many years. Now, at a later point, much later point in time, they stood up a new high court. And they checked throughout the entire Jewish people. They saw that this gezerah is not manifest throughout the Jewish people. Then they have the permission to nullify it. Even if they were lesser than the first earlier courts in wisdom and number, doesn't make a difference, they could go ahead and nullify it. However, any court that has already permitted two prior prohibited things from a previous court, they shouldn't be quick to permitting a third thing. That's already undoing way too much. Halacha Tes continues regarding how this applies to the Isra Bal Taisif. Like we said, since the courts have the ability to decree and to make things forbidden that are really permitted, and to have this prohibition, let's say it's a siyag, prohibited for all generations. And we said they could permit even things that are prohibited biblically for the moment being. So then what is that the Torah wants in Sefer Devarim? Don't add on to it, don't diminish from it, but we see that you could. So the answer is, it means not to add on to the word in Torah even temporarily, and not to diminish from them, but and to establish it permanently, to make it biblical. In other words, you're not allowed to add on to say that this is biblically prohibited. Rather, you have to point out that this addition is rabbinically and it's only exerted because it's stuck for the Torah. So you're not allowed to permit something that's forbidden from the Torah and to always nullify it because that's diminishing from the mitzvah Torah. You're allowed to do it temporarily to bring people back as the moment requires, but you have to stress that that is a hirah shah. And this is Bein B'Torah Shebikzav, whether from the written law, Bein B'Torah Shebapeh, whether from the oral law. Ketzer, how so? So I read Kasav HaTorah, it's written in the Torah in Shemais, Lo Sabash L'Gedi B'Chalei B'Himai. Don't cook a kid goat in its mother's milk. That's what it says in the written law. In Piyash Mulam, from tradition, the Torah Shebapeh tells us, Shazeh HaKasav, Asa Lavash Shebalechel Basam Chav, that this Pasuk is telling us that you're not allowed to cook nor eat meat in milk, and this is Bein B'Sar Behema, whether the meat of a domestic animal, Bein B'Sar Chai, whether the meat of a wild animal, but the meat of fowl, of a bird, is biblically permitted with milk. Now, if a court is going to come along and permit the meat of a wild animal in milk, that's diminishing from the biblical law of Torah Shabbat Peh, because in regards to the oral law, they'd say that biblically that's prohibited. Now, if let's say he's going to say that chicken is forbidden with milk, V'yom is going to say Shubachal Hagadi, that's included with the Torah, says the kid goat, V'asim the Torah, and he's going to say that's biblically prohibited. He's a Meisiv, he's adding on to Torah Shabbat Ksav. The Torah doesn't say that, not even from Torah Shabbat Peh. It says it's Chaya included and Behema, not Oif. That would be included in the biblical prohibition of Baal Tais and Baal Tigra. But let's say he says, biblically, chicken, fowl is permitted with milk, biblically. I say, but us, the rabbis, we're going to make it forbidden. But in the ideal of Umshur, we're going to let the people know that it's a decree. Why? Why would we make such a decree? So that something that could be a liability shouldn't come along, because the Yemen people are going to say like this. Oh, yeah. Bird, chicken, you're allowed to have with milk. Why? Initially in the sports, because it's not explicit in the Torah. Oh, so then wild animals also permitted. Shalil in the sports, so it's not explicit in the Torah. Even though from Torah Shabbat Peh it is included, but it doesn't say explicitly. But then the Yavah Achav Alaymer, then another person is going to come along and say, okay, Apesah Behemah Muteres, really? Cow, regular beef of a domestic animal is also Muteres, is permitted. Chutz Mneiz, except for a goat, because that's what the Pasuk says. Lesmasha Gedi, Gedi is a kid goat. Oh, goats are forbidden. And then someone else is going to come along and say, no, Afbasar is mutter. Even the meat from a goat is permitted. Bachalei para in the milk of a cow, or from a lamb. Only says Lesmasha Gedi, a kid goat, Bachalei imai, and its mother, Shemina, which is the same species, which is goat milk, not cow milk. And then someone else is going to come along and say, no, Afbachalei ba'ez, Sheina imai mutter. No, even goat's milk, the goat could be cooked in and eaten with, as long as it's not his mother, that would be permitted. It says, the milk of its mother has to be exactly its mother. So because of all these problems, you could come along and clearly violate biblical law, the rabbis come along and say, we're going to make all meat forbidden with milk, even chicken, which is also a type of meat, type of flesh. That's not considered adding on to the biblical law. Because they're explicitly saying it's because we're making it as a boundary for the Torah. Something like that would not be a violation, and that would go into the rabbi's purview, that what they're allowed to do. Again, as long as they're not doing it as adding on to the biblical law, that would be permitted.